So, why don't you tell us a little bit about the student loan debt counseling services? I know it can be a very complicated mess to get yourself into with student loan debt.
LSS has a new grant through the state to help all Minnesotans look at the challenges of managing and paying off their student loans. So how we do this is with our certified financial counselors who work with student borrowers and their families. And the borrowers don't have to still be students, you know, they can be graduated. In fact, we typically work with people who have already graduated from school. And we help them understand their options and create an action plan for their unique situations. It can include different things like finding ways to bring loans into good standing, creating a realistic budget to cover monthly expenses, exploring state federal loan programs and repayment options, looking at, you know, the different ways to get loans forgiven, most specifically through public service loan forgiveness. And then, you know, getting assistance, just trying to contact servicers and lenders and understand the right terms to use and just really all different types of ways to help people manage those student loans.
So what are some of the most common problems with a student loan repayment that you have found?
Well, some of the most common problems is, I would say the two are affordability, just around the payment and things like that, because, you know, unfortunately, the average student loan debt in the nation is right around $30,000, and Minnesota is just a little higher than that. We're edging up towards $35,000 per student, and 65% of the people in Minnesota who are graduating from college are graduating with student loan debt. So, you know, it's a pretty large issue for people. So the payment, especially if you think of two people in a two-person household, two couples both have student loans, if they're each averaging $35,000, that's close to $70,000 of debt for one household. So the payments can be a huge barrier to, you know, being able to buy homes or start a family or, you know, open a business. So we work with people on figuring out how to get those loans to be more affordable. And then I would say the second biggest thing that we work with is helping people get out of default. Because of those unaffordable payment plans, a lot of people have defaulted and they just don't understand their options when it comes to repayment plans and how to get those loans back into good standing. So when we did a pilot project of student loan repayment counseling several years ago, we helped 165 households get student loans out of debt, bringing back $12 million into good standing. So that's a large issue right there. And then I'd say the third thing is just talking with the servicers can be really overwhelming. People get nervous, anxious, they don't know what to say. So, you know, we just help them with the words and what to ask for and just how to advocate for themselves.
Yeah, I've heard some real horror stories where someone didn't, like, say the right thing or check the right box, and they ended up having to pay way more interest than they probably needed to.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how can people find out more about accessing these services? How much does it cost?
Our services are free, believe it or not. All of our counselors are certified in student loan repayment counseling. They're certified through the National Foundation of Credit Counseling, which is obviously a national organization. And people can find out more about our services by visiting our website at lssmn.org/student-debt. Or they can set up an appointment by calling us at 888-577-2227. Right now, we're only doing phone appointments. In the future, when hopefully things return to normal, we also offer in-person appointments throughout the state.
And do you have an in-person office in or near Bemidji?
Okay, yes, we have an office in Duluth and an office in Brainerd.
All right, well, is there anything else you wanted to add about this new expansion of services?
Oh, yes, I should. We should talk about the expansion of service. So, actually what I was thinking is during the coronavirus, you know, there, Congress passed the CARES Act, which a portion of that had a lot of relief for federal student loan borrowers. So anyone who has a federally held student loan right now has their payments suspended, whether they are experiencing financial hardship or not. And everyone's federal student loans are also set at a 0% interest rate. So that's going to be really helpful for a lot of people who are facing financial hardship with those federal student loans, or, you know, it'll help them with those payments because they don't have to make them. But for people who, you know, may still be working and, you know, haven't been laid off or anything, it's a good time to either focus on paying off other debt like credit cards or building savings or, you know, making more progress on their federal student loan debts without any interest, since 100% of their payment will go to the principal. And then I would also say just for people with private student loans, if they are struggling to make their payments, they should really call their servicers for their federal private student loans and just ask them for any hardship plans. A lot of private lenders right now are offering, you know, pauses on payments. Unfortunately, they're not pausing interest, but it's better to keep that loan in good standing and catch up on the interest payments later.
All right, fantastic. Well, I don't think I have any more questions. I'll give you one more opportunity to add anything you might not have gotten to yet.
I feel like we've covered it all. I just want people to, you know that if they have questions, if they're anxious about their student loans, if they're feeling overwhelmed, now is a great time to work on it, especially if payments are paused. Our counselors can help them make a plan for when those payments go back in, back into repayment. And I think that's really the most important thing, is take time to make a plan for when things go back to normal.
Thanks so much, right. Janin. Have a great rest of your day.
You're welcome. You too.
All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.